Well, hello there, and welcome to another stroll. Yes, here we are again. It's that time of week when we don on the walking boots and head off for a stroll. And you join me here on a, well, this is actually a repeat visit by popular request, no less. So many of you have asked me to come here, so I thought, well, let's do it. And you join me here in Victoria Park, in situated between Totterdown behind me to my right and Bemister ahead of me to my and to my left, and Windmill Hill also to my left as well. And it's a glorious day, sun is shining, people are playing basketball even. To my right, so I climb up the hill because so many of you like me getting slightly out of breath on these strolls. So here goes, just for you and anyone else who's enjoying the strolls that we've been playing here on Bradley State Radio, then here goes. I'll climb up the stroll, the hill like this. I can hear the bells of St. Mary Redcliffe Church in the distance to my right. Climb up here, little trees, saplings, I think, in their protective wire mesh guards. Well, on the other side of the path, climb up the hill here. And here it goes. See what we can find at the top there. We've just passed the St. Mary Redcliffe Well Maze, which was built in 1984, and it sort of celebrates the fact that obviously that's the first place of drinking water. Yeah, the gun that goes in here, he's running downhill. As I say, drinking water here in Bristol. In the 11th century, I believe. So, here goes. Here we are. Oh, it's at the top. And here we have football pitches. Normally, there's a crowd of seagulls up here having a bit of a conference. But obviously, this evening, they decided that there's probably rich pickings food-wise in the centre of Bristol. And bearing in mind, we had the Olympic torch relay here yesterday, then probably on Tuesday as well, they'll probably scrambling over the remnants of that. To my right is a panoramic view overlooking Bristol. You can hear St. Mary Redcliffe Church in the distance, ringing away. The Windmill Primary School is to my left. No children about at the moment. So one listener in particular, you're going to be disappointed with that, I know, but here you go. Sorry about that. And here we go, walking along here. Loads of park benches. These ones are black metal with Victoria Park rubber brilliantly painted. In white paint. Two people having fun on a tandem. No, you had to use your imagination to describe what they could be getting up to, but they're not actually getting up to that. Anyway, and they're chasing their daughter. Who's on one of those kids for the images. Anyway, especially that long grass to my right as we continue up here. Church bell still ringing away in the background, as you can probably hear in the distance. And there's little trees around here. And now we've got a central area of sorts and some big cooling off. Looks like where the Bowls Club, I believe, is based. As a looks like the clubhouse. Do you have a clubhouse for bowls? I don't know. Anyway, there's a clubhouse of sorts over to my left. A bit of a junction here on the several paths converge here. Let's keep walking on here. So we've got some wire mesh fencing on my to my left. And obviously doing some work. There's a looks like a what's it say? Places people play, lottery funded. Sport England, inspired by London 2012. So they're obviously doing some sort of sport work for the looks of things. And it's recognised by 2012. To my left, we've got the bowls games in operation. Several people playing bowls, join themselves, all in their white that you normally get for bowls. Let's say there's a bin there, another ornate black metal bench. This time it does have Victoria painted proudly emblazoned on the side in white paint like the other one did, and there's a big house ahead of me. I presume parkkeeper's house? I don't know. Yeah, parkkeepers these days? I really don't know. And some flower beds. There. Let's now turn the corner and go round past the bowls club. And I'm walking past now, or coming towards, a kiddies play area. And there are some kids here. A little cafe to my right. And we have another stroll down here. Kids playing on swings. And I've brought my breath back so I can't scare them off. And I know some of you will be disappointed at that fact. But there you go. There we go. Off we go. Green railings and yellow gates leading into the kiddies play area. Birdsong around me. And a nice mirror in the back of the bowls club house. Which shows sort of Victorian tennis scene by the twins. So we continue our walk down the hill and there's another ornate black park bench. Looking out now at me towards Knoll itself, and straight in front of me is the famous coloured houses of Totterdown, a very popular suburb here at Bristol, not far from the city centre actually, about what, 15-20 minute walk to into the centre of Bristol from here, so it's pretty good all round. So to my right I can see rows and rows of houses leading to into Knoll and eventually North West and places like that. Kids playing ahead of me on the ground. So it's a glorious day for being out and about. A bit of a breeze as you can probably hear, maybe I'll pick that up on the recording. And there we go. Another kiddie looks like another basketball area. People playing football on the grounds. Well, these are the football pitches, I notice. You know, the secrets of vacated said pitches. There's nobody up there. So, looking now at South Bristol, spread out before me. And looks like some exciting dog walkers there going on. Looks like fun chasing sticks, balls, goodness knows what else, as dogs do. Although, hopefully, I can't see anyone doing what they shouldn't be doing. And again, I'll leave that to your imaginations. And let's see what else is going on. lovely people just really about enjoying themselves on this glorious day. Maybe a picnic. Pleasant enough food. Yeah, looks like it's in the distance. So here we go, let's walk down here. Past people playing. Once they have a kick of Portuguese football. Can't see the sort of jumpers making up, marking the goalie posts. Yeah, we're going to buy the football. How can you get run over by a football? You can trip over football. Unless I've been doing some digging here. A bit mucky. And salted turf there. And let's walk back down here. And we will come back onto a fox called Hill Abbey, I believe. That's what skirts around. The sort of south and west boundary of Victoria Park. And again, look at the houses of Toxtown ahead of me. Complete with the mosque. Yes, we do have our mosque here in Toxtown. And what else we got? What else can I tell you? Well, it's a glorious day. Yes, I think I told you that before. And it's just a pleasant day for having a stroll in the park. So, there we are, very nearly back to where we started. I'm just going to do a slight deviation and head back into the park by going along this path. There's so many paths you can go along here in the park. It's brilliant. You can have a simple walk along, or you can go up the hills that we did and go into the centre of the park. I tend to only see bits of it, you know. Because I usually use a shortcut from A to B, rather than walking down the road and out that way. It's a pleasant shortcut, a bit of greenery. Always nice to have on your doorstep. And so here we are. Coming down again, and what else we got? Plenty of trees, as you would expect in the park. Not many other things to say, you could probably tell. And we're very near our starting point again. Cars and the vans driving along, more dog walkers there. What's that? A small black dog. Can't make that breed. Looks like a hind. Another guy running your dog. Why walk your dog when you run your dog? And run with your dog, even. You know. So here we are. Back we go. Passing all the fallen trees that have not been here for some time, actually, about 4 or 5 years or so, I reckon. It's been left there for people to sit on, play on, do what they like with. And just built a Samaria cliff. Still chiming away. Anyway, I'm running out of time on this stroll, so till the next one. We will catch you all very, very soon. So look after yourselves, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye for now.